Exodus 23 and 15. And I want to read the last seven words of each of these scriptures, Exodus 23 and 15 and Exodus 34 and 20. Amen. Just felt this in my spirit and my heart, and I feel like it's going to help us to maintain where we are right now, because I don't believe that we go up to the high heights and then we go down to the low lows. When you're establishing a church, that's what happens. You have really great times, and then all of a sudden it just drops off and it just goes into oblivion, and you wrestle and struggle, and it gets back up again, and then it falls back off. And starting a church and building a church is not an easy task, because it's a constant battle until things get established. And I feel like we have got some things established here. And it's not the will of God for our church now to just take a big nosedive. Well, praise God. Amen. And the new ones that come in, they're going to just worship with us. And we're going to fill this house up and have revival until Jesus comes. Amen. I'm not giving up this ground. I'm not willing to give it up. I'm willing to fight for it. Praise God. Some little maniac young boy with a trigger on a nuclear bomb. I'll tell you, that's like the devil. But they did some research on this last little parade that they had of all of their weapons and machinery and all of that. And they said a lot of it was fake. The guns they were carrying were fake. Some of them were silver. They said they were painted silver. The missiles that they had were fake. Just like many years ago in the 60s, the Russians did that. They had this huge parade of all these gigantic missiles, ICBMs and all of this. And afterwards, they found out that they strapped them down on the truck so the wind wouldn't blow them over, because they were made out of paper. They weren't missiles at all. They found out they had four missiles, and that's all they had in the whole country. You know what? The devil's a liar. The devil's a liar. Amen. He tries to look big, but he's not that big. Not when you compare him to God. Amen. And I'm just not willing to give up ground. Well, praise God. I'm not willing to give up on revival. Not willing to give up, amen, or what we're feeling and what's going on around here. Amen. There's great healings in the future of this church. There's many souls receiving the Holy Ghost in one service in this church. Praise God. This church is not going to end up right here on this corner. Well, praise God. If you want to give up ground, you're in the wrong place tonight. Because there's some of us that ain't going to give up ground. I'm not going to give it up. I'm not giving it up. Praise the Lord. And I want to try to help us here tonight. Exodus 23 and 15, the last seven words of the verse here. And none shall appear before me empty. None shall appear before me empty. Exodus 34 and verse 20, the last seven words of the verse. And none shall appear before me empty. Praise God. And that's what I'm going to preach tonight. None shall appear before me empty. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Thank you for truth tonight. And I'm asking you to anoint the word of God and to speak to us and touch us and help us. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Amen. The definition of the word empty, of course, I'm sure every one of us here tonight could do this, but it means containing nothing, or it means containing nothing but air. That's exactly the definition that I found. Amen. Containing nothing or nothing but air. Amen. Oh, God, help us. We don't want to come to the house of God and just be somebody with a bunch of hot air. Praise God. Nothing but air, nothing but fluff, nothing but a program. Amen. But I'm here to say tonight, this Lord God Almighty that we serve is the greatest. Amen. He is great and greatly to be praised. He is. Amen. He's worthy of our praise. Somebody said amen. He's worthy of our service. Somebody said amen. He's worthy of my heart. He's worthy of my life. He's worthy of all of it. Praise God, because He is that awesome. Amen. If we truly desire to establish a move of God in our church and in our personal lives, amen, then we must come to the understanding that when we come before God, we cannot come before Him empty. We cannot come with nothing. Amen. We cannot come and just say, well, I'm going to show up and see what happens. Well, praise God. I'm not going to come to the house of God and say, well, let's just see if the pastor has something that can get us excited tonight. That's nothing but air. Amen. Nothing but hot air or cold air. Amen. I think we got some Pentecostal central air conditioning systems. Heating and air. Amen. Hot air and cold air. Oh, God, help us. But we've got to come before His presence with something to give. Psalm chapter 96 and verse 1, David said this, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among the people, for the Lord is great." Somebody say that with me. The Lord is great. And greatly to be praised. Praise God. He is to be feared above all gods, for the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Yes, He did. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Well, praise God. We're not just in a church tonight. We're in His sanctuary tonight. Praise God. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Amen. I just feel like clapping my hands right now. Praise God. Amen. I love to go to church. I love to come and worship God. I love to give Him the glory that is due to His name. Amen. And David talked about coming into His presence. Amen. And he said, bring an offering. Now it's getting quiet. But I'm not talking just about money tonight. Amen. You folks know how to give. Amen. And it is the will of God that we give to support the work of God. But there is more to it than that. Amen. Well, praise God. When we come before His presence with singing, when we come before His presence with worship, we are offering to Him a sacrifice of praise. We are offering unto Him the sacrifice of our lives. Amen. In other words, I'm not going to come to the house of God empty. Amen. For He said, none shall appear before Me empty. Well, praise God. He's interested in a sacrifice. He's interested in an offering. Amen. And when we offer it to Him, He is excited about it. And He blesses the offering. Praise God. David felt so passionately about his God that David refused to come into His presence empty-handed. Amen. Psalms 116 and verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. And we ought to bring a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto God. The Bible says, enter his courts with praise. Give thanks unto the Lord. There's something about thanksgiving. I'm missing it here tonight. Amen. And enter his courts with praise. And that thanksgiving that we are to do when we come into the house of God literally means to lift our hands or with extended hands. Well, praise God. And we come into the house of God. We've got the wrong idea if we think that somebody is supposed to get us to worship. Well, praise God. We've got the wrong idea if we think that we have to pump everybody up to get them to worship. Well, praise God. And in the beginning it was that way, but it's not the will of God for it to stay that way. Praise God, because when we come with something to give to God, there's always going to be a move of God. There's not a move of God when we don't bring anything. When we don't come to give him of ourself, of our worship, of our time, our treasure, and our talents, amen, there will be no move of God. There will be no touch of God. But God moves when people come and bring him an offering. Amen. None shall appear before me empty. Amen. A sacrifice was given here in an act of worship. And it was for the returning to God a portion of what God has given to us. Amen. We're blessed tonight. We're sitting high tonight. Amen. We've all done well tonight. Well, praise God. I'm telling you what, friend, the poorest among us are the richest. Amen. And we are blessed, blessed, blessed tonight. We sit in high places. We sit in heavenly places tonight. Amen. We know that God is in this house tonight, and he does not come where there is no offering. He does not come when the people feel like it's not that important and it's just another place that I'm supposed to go this week. I'm telling you tonight, it's not just another place to go this week. That's not how I look at it. And if you look at it that way, you're going to miss out on what God has for you. Praise God. I'm here tonight to bring something for God. I'm here tonight to give something to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when we give, he said, give and it shall be given unto you. And so when we give, God gives it back. Amen. The Apostle Paul knew about this as well. And he understood that what he had was given to him by God. And he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Well, praise the Lord. If I've got a lot, it's by the grace of God. Amen. If I have a voice to worship, it's by the grace of God. If I've got hands to lift and praise him, it's by the grace of God. Amen. It's been given to me by God. Amen. If I have feet to run for God, I'm going to run for God. If I've got a voice to shout hallelujah, amen, it's come by the grace of God. All that we have tonight has come from him. Amen. And he wants us to bring some of it back and offer it back to him. Well, praise God. He didn't give you your life just to live it for yourself. Amen. But he gave it so you could give it back to him. And when you give it back to him, there's a blessing. I said there's a blessing. Praise God. David understood this when he said, enter into his gates with. Amen. I'm just going to stop right there. I'm coming into his gates with something. At that point, it was Thanksgiving. At other times, there are other things. Amen. But enter into his gates. We can enter into his gates with, or we can enter into his gates without. But none shall appear before me empty. We've got to come with something. And if it's just a little bit of an offering, we bring it to God. Well, praise the Lord. If it is a sacrifice, a big sacrifice, we bring it to God. But we should never come to the house of God empty. Amen. Praise God. Casual worship is empty worship. It's just hot air. Amen. It's nothing but air, and it doesn't have any meaning to it. Amen. The days of taking his courts casually are over for New Life Tabernacle. The days of casual worship need to be over. Amen. These little platitudes. Amen. And a little thank you, Jesus, every now and then. I'm telling you tonight, friend, God gave you a voice to worship God. God gave you a life to live for God. Amen. Not to take it casually, but to take it seriously and to give it back to God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength. Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight, God's not interested in casual Christians. Oh, I'll live for God if. I'll do it if it's convenient. Oh, listen, friend. What we have by the grace of God. And I'm going to give it all back to him, and I'm never going to be without. John chapter 4 and verse 21. Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, and he said, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, and it's still here. The hour is still here tonight, church, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit," that's capital S, "and they that worship him must worship him in spirit," that's a small s, that's your spirit, "in spirit and in truth." We get an understanding here tonight from these verses of Scripture about true worship. Amen. About high praise. Amen. About effective worship. There are those that always have a complaint, always have a problem, but when it comes time for worship, they won't worship. When it comes time for prayer, they won't pray. Oh God, help us here tonight. I'm not going to go negative here at all, but I'm telling you that God has given us what he's given us, and it's the will of God that we give it back on a regular basis. Well, praise God. Because he does not seek for those to worship him with empty hands. He does not seek for those to worship him with empty hearts. Amen. With empty minds. Amen. And with an empty spirit. No, it's the will of God that we give to him the worship that he deserves in spirit and in truth. This word spirit here is your spirit. Your desire, your enthusiasm. And the English word for enthusiasm actually comes from a Greek word or a Latin word. I forget which one, but it comes from it's a compound word, enthusiasm. And it comes from the word entheos, N-E-N and theos. E-N is inside. Theos is God. And so literally your zeal and your enthusiasm. Enthusiasm being the God that is within you. Well, praise God. What kind of God do you have inside of you tonight? Is it a God of the world? Amen. Have you been feasting on the world all week and then come to the house of God and give God a high five? I'm telling you tonight, that's not the will of God. But the will of God is that we have an entheos. Amen. A God that is within us, that is the Almighty God. Praise the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. Amen. I'm going to give it back to God because He does not want any to appear before Him empty. And in truth. Everybody said truth. That's the Word of God, and we cannot worship any other God. I said we cannot worship any other God. And there are many gods in this world today. There are many things that will try to take you off track today. That's why it is so important to be in the house of God. Well, praise the Lord. And it's not just a matter of coming and parking yourself on the pew somewhere. Amen. But to come to the house of God for worship and to give to Him the worship that He deserves. And to come to the house of God with a faith in our hearts that God's going to touch me. And not just that, but I'm going to touch Him. I'm going to give to Him. And when I do, He gives back to me. Praise God. And we cannot worship any other God. True worshipers never come empty-handed into His presence. Amen. Why? Why is it that way? Why is it that way with new converts? Amen. They're so excited and joyful. I'll tell you why. Because they've fallen in love with the Lord. And you know why older saints maintain their worship and their commitment and their desire for God? Is because they have stayed in love with the Lord. It's not because somebody's making us worship. It's not because somebody's telling us we have to do this. No, I love Him. I want to give to Him. I want to bless Him. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. The thing that is within me is a love for God, a love for the one true God, not any other God. Amen. I'm convinced that empty worship is because there are other gods that have been worshipped. But we cannot worship another God. Amen. And there are times, of course, when troubles come, and they will try to convince you to come empty. Amen. The stresses of life, the trials of life, everything else, they weigh heavy upon your shoulders. They can weigh heavy upon your heart. And it's a temptation just to come to receive. Oh, thank God for the receiving that we have and that we do get when we come to the house of God. How many tonight has ever come to the house of God and God met your need? Or God spoke to your need? Amen. You asked God to say something to you and He spoke it to you when you came to the house of God. Thank God for receiving. Amen. But there's more to it than receiving. Receiving turns us into a dead sea where all that we have is that which comes into us. The Dead Sea is dead because it receives water, but there's no outlet, and the water does not go out. It just stays stagnant, and nothing lives in that Dead Sea. Amen. We can become dead Christians by just coming. Oh, come on, church. By just coming to the house of God to receive something, and if we don't receive it after a while, then we start blaming this one and that one and the other because we haven't received. I'm telling you, we don't receive is because we don't give. Well, praise the Lord. New life, let's not ever come to the house of God with empty hands. Amen. None shall appear before me empty. Psalm 42 and verse 1. Fred, get that for me tonight. And this is for the sons of Korah. Psalm 42 and verse 1. And I want you to read down through verse 5 for me real loud tonight.
As the heart panteth after the water brook,
yes,
so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I have gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. It doesn't matter what's going on if I'm thirsty spiritually. He said, as the heart, the word heart there is a small deer that lived in that particular area of the world. And he said, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. I can see that little animal as its tongue is hanging out the side of its mouth and it's panting and it's breathing hard because it's so thirsty. And it's looking for and desiring for the water brook. Amen. Desiring that place where he can get refreshed. Oh, sometimes all we can think about is our situation. Well, praise God. Sometimes all we can think about is how we feel. Amen. Sometimes all we can think about is our life and what's going on in our family and what's going on in our life. When all of a sudden somebody comes to the house of God and they have a great need in their life, they're looking for God. Amen. But the church is not worshiping and the church is not moving with God because we have come with empty hands. I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm not putting down at all. Amen. We're in a time of revival in our church. Amen. But let's make up our mind tonight. I'm not coming to God's house again with empty hands. I'm not going to appear before God with nothing. Amen. I'm not going to come before his presence and do nothing and give to him nothing from myself. Well, praise God. Is there anybody here tonight that agrees with the pastor? Amen. Some of you don't agree with that, but there's some of us that agree with that tonight. Amen. Because our God is great. Our God is greatly to be praised. Amen. It's a joy to worship God. I'm thankful I can worship God. Amen. It feels good to worship God. There's a blessing to worship God. Woo! Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. It won't hurt you to clap your hands. Amen. You might get a blessing if you do it from your heart. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Woo! Praise God. Let a two-edged sword be in their hand. Glory to God. Glory to God. To execute judgment upon the people. Praise God. Praise God. David understood trouble. He had lots of it in his life. And his spirit was cast down. And there was at least one time in Scripture where he cried until there were no tears that would come out. But he understood something. I'm not going to come with empty hands. I'm not going to come with empty hands. 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 12. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. The ark was there in Obed-Edom's house, and he was blessed. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. With gladness. With gladness. Praise God. We're going to bring up the word of God with gladness. We're going to bring up the remembrance of our God. Every time we come together, we're going to do it with gladness. And here they were bringing the ark back. And it was so that when they bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. Oxes are big. They must have had some sort of a mobile sacrifice thing. You know what I think we need to have in our lives is some sort of a mobile sacrifice situation. Amen. Where you take your little Toyota Corolla and you hook a sacrifice pit on the back of it. Amen. Or you wrap a straps around you and you're pulling this thing behind you. And you get 6 paces and you stop and you unstrap it and you get that big old bull over here and you kill him and you put it on that sacrifice and you burn it. That's what they did. And I'm not saying that's what we're supposed to do. But I'm telling you what, we need to have something hooked to us that when the opportunity comes, if it's on the way to work, amen, we can say, praise God, I love you, Jesus. Amen. While we're going through the course of the day, we can breathe his name and say, thank you, Jesus, for this day. Oh, God, I'm not going to come into your presence with nothing to offer you, but I'm coming with something to give to you. If it's 2 mites like a widow, amen, or it's a big offering and everything in between, if we will not come empty-handed to the house of God, there will be a blessing that will go with us wherever we go. None shall appear before me empty. And so they worshiped. You know the story. And David danced before the Lord. He danced before the Lord with all of his might. That's harder when you get older. Now, David gave it everything. And he died when he was 70. He was a young man. He was a young man. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. He was a young man, right, Gavin? Amen. He's already got a nickname, Mr. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And he worshiped and he danced before the Lord with his might. Amen. I cannot imagine. I'm not a coordinated person, and dancing for me would be a difficult thing to get the Watusi going. Or that's a way back in the old days. Amen. Back when I was a kid, it was the monkey. Amen. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. And that was the monkey. You did the monkey. Amen. In Brother Charlie's day, it was breakdancing. Could you do that for us tonight, Brother Charlie? He can't do that for us tonight. Amen. Thank God. He's not breakdancing for Jesus. And I don't know how he danced, but he danced with all of his might, and his wife looked out the window. And she despised his worship. You know what she said? She said, you're supposed to be the king. Kings don't act that way. Kings don't do that, especially out in public, around all of the people, because he danced before the Lord and some of his clothes fell off. Yeah. And she said, you're not even acting right. This isn't even right. Now, folks, I'm not promoting anything here tonight that's not right. Everything should be done in decency and in order, the Bible says. And some folks don't know what order is in the Holy Ghost. They look in here and say, this thing's out of order when it's in perfect order. Praise God. That's right. But she said, you're supposed to act your position. You know what? After we come to the Lord, and we've been in the kingdom of God for a while, sometimes we get our little spot and we sit down, and it may not be a actual physical thing, but in some churches they have these name tags, and you wear that name tag when you come to church. Usher, preacher, teacher, evangelist, prophet, apostle. got to work hard for that one. Apostle. Amen. Whatever it is, janitor. And they come to church and they sit with such dignity. I'm the janitor of this place. And I'm supposed to act like the janitor of this place. I am the deacon of this place. You know what a deacon is? You know what the word deacon means? Some folks have a lot of pride about their deacon position, but it simply means a servant. I like deacon better. It looks more professional. Amen. Kind of like the guys that pick up the trash. They're sanitation engineers. Amen. Give them a nice name tag. Thank God for those men. I have great respect for them. I really do. They're awesome people. Praise God. Praise God. And we get to that place where we come and sit. Oh, this is my place. This is my position. This is what I do here. Amen. And everybody gets to going and shouting. And you know what? I've got to hold on to this position. I can't let that position be tainted by out-of-control worship or some sort of something like that. Amen. I'm just going to take it easy here and show everybody, you know, the more spiritual you are, the more you sit like this. You know what? It's a bunch of hot air. Praise God. Because when you get to heaven, you're not going to have that tag on your coat. Amen. You're not going to have that position. Amen. But what you gave to God with all of your might, God cursed David's wife and she was barren until her death. Amen. But God blessed David. You know why? He understood a principle. None shall appear before me empty. Praise God. Luke 19. I'm going to finish with this tonight. Luke 19 and 32. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, this is the disciples going after the young colt for Jesus to ride on. The owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, Lord, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments on the colt, and they set Jesus thereupon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God. How? With a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. I didn't know they had songbooks back in those days. Did they read that out of a songbook? Or did it come out of their heart? It was out of the song that was in their heart. Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the disciples, they said, Master, rebuke those disciples. These were the Pharisees. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Amen. Let's stand together tonight, can we? Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight that whatever you have need in your life, if you'll give to God and make up your mind from this night on, I'm not coming to the house of God empty. Now, I don't want anything mournful, nothing sad. We're not coming to the altar to weep and cry. Woe is me. I'm having a pity party. No, I'm telling you what, we're at a place tonight where we need to rejoice from our hearts. Praise God. Enter into his gates with. Enter into his courts with. And I need to ask you, what did you bring tonight? Amen. Amen. What did you bring tonight with you? Receiving the Holy Ghost comes from a heart that reaches out to God. It comes when we give to him. We give first. Jesus said, give and it shall be given. He said, ask, so it's up to us first, and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. He said that it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the Holy Ghost. That it is the Father's good pleasure to give us good things. Luke 11 and Matthew 7. We can't come empty. We can't come empty. I can't come to the house of God empty. Amen. Because God's looking for an offering. And you know why? He deserves an offering. Can we give him an offering right now? Can we just give him that offering right from your heart? I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm not telling you the quantity to do it. It's time to give an offering and to give him a sacrifice of praise for all the good things that he's done, for all of the blessings that have come down to me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I think we need to just get used to doing this. And if we could go a step further, amen. I've seen some folks when they worship, they got a big smile on their face. Sister Tiffany's like that. And she'll worship the Lord and got this big smile on her face. And I thought, she is really having a good time. And some folks, when they worship, it's like, it looks like they're about to get a shot at the doctor's office. It looks like they've been bathing in dill pickle juice. Come on, let's worship the Lord. I thought, dear Lord, do we need to call 911? And if that doesn't work, try 911. Amen. God, help us. I hope nobody's looking in the door of the church. They're going to say, dear God, we need the EMTs over here. Call the fire department. We need help. These folks are hurting bad. Something's going on in there. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have minded at all if half the city was standing outside the doors of the church tonight and we was running the aisles and worshiping God. That's how great our God is. That's how great my God is. Enter into his gates with. Enter into his courts with. None shall appear before me empty. I got to bring something. I've got to bring something. Amen. What have you got tonight?